Well, thanks to those under the umbrella of the Seidman College of Business under Grand Valley State University. We talk to the experts on a monthly basis, or the experts they send. Today's expert, she's been on the show before, Sonja Johnson, Executive Director of Van Andel. We talk about this Van Andel Global Trade Center frequently because it's important. Good morning to you, Ms. Johnson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Happy Thanksgiving Day tomorrow.
Same to you,
Yay.
Shelley.
Glad we can get this in. Hey, I always like to start with the 101s, the Van Andel Global Trade Center. Who are you and what do you do?
Well, we are an outreach department here at Grand Valley State in the Seidman College of Business, and our full mission is to help businesses do international trade, so whether it's exporting or importing or a combination thereof, and we do it in a variety of ways. We offer international training, and we do consulting projects. We do a lot of research, which gives our students here at Grand Valley State some great practical experience prior to graduation, so it's really fun, always changing.
They always have a big global trade week. When is that? Is that that's next spring?
Yes, it's coming up next May, and we actually have a date, May 12th. So it'll be a business conference focusing on how to grow exports for Michigan.
I know it's always important to have a theme with that as well. And you mentioned, are students involved with your center?
Yes, we've hired over our course of our 16 years about 39 students, both at a graduate and undergraduate level. And we actually have currently working for us a graduate student from Zimbabwe. So it's really fun.
Practicing what you preach. Sonja, let's talk. There are a couple of musts on our list for at least the next month or month and a half. First of all, December 4th is an important time for you.
Yes, right after we get back from eating all the turkey and all the fun stuff at Grandma's house, we're going to be having a Friday, December 4th event called Get Paid, How to Collect from Your Overseas Customers. So getting paid is almost sometimes as difficult or daunting as finding those customers, but we definitely want to make sure our Michigan companies are getting paid for the sales that they're doing outside the U.S.
So this looks like a roundtable breakfast in the morning.
Absolutely. We're going to have a fun-filled panel. We have a variety of experts coming to share their experience on how they help companies get paid around the globe. And obviously, you know, the U.S. Dollar is doing quite well and very strong around the world. But sometimes, depending on what your commodity is, your service is, it can kind of hinder how you be creative and getting paid. Not everybody as a customer wants to pay 100% up front. And they've got some financing tools for businesses to consider to see what might be able to work for their business. We actually have, we're trying to make it exciting. The students at the Trade Center put together an international trade finance chart, a flow chart of how things work and the mechanics of it. Because I'm a very visual person. I don't know about you, Shelley, but it's nice to see how everything kind of interacts and works together. So we're going to make these finance folks get out of the box and bring it down to earth.
Tell me a little bit about the discussion that you'll have at the breakfast roundtable, which it looks like is from 8 to 10.
Yeah, it starts 8 a.m. We'll start with networking and breakfast, and then the program will start shortly thereafter. And we'll have a lot of interaction, we hope, from the guests that are attending, what their questions, what their concerns are, where they've been stumbling, but really kind of walking through the basics. How do you ensure a foreign receivable? If somebody defaults on you, how do you go about structuring that? And how do you, you know, get that price? We're hoping to have some good news by then on the Export-Import Bank of the United States. It's a program that's been talked on Capitol Hill there, and we're waiting for that to get approved. It's sitting in Washington right now to see if that's another tool for low-cost financing for Michigan businesses to take advantage of. So it's going to look at everything from documentation, so get that right, to make sure that you're getting paid timely.
And want to drop a panelist name or two?
We've got from International Resource Consulting. We've got Gail Jacobs. She's coming in from Kalamazoo. They're a global company, and they help companies finance and get those accounts receivable set. They're also a broker and help, you know, companies structure their sales. Yes. We also have a very well-known international banking firm based downtown here in Grand Rapids. Their headquarters in Dallas, but they're very active, Comerica Bank. I'm really pleased to have them. And then from the supply chain side, we've got a company called Supply Chain Solutions, and they're coming out to help us with that as well. So we've got a great team of experts to answer any questions that might get thrown at them.
Great. Details again then would be December 4th.
December 4th, registration at 8 a.m. It'll be at the new L. Williams Seidman Center, right downtown off of Fulton and Front Street. So To register, they just need to visit our website, vagtc.org.
Great. Sounds like a plan. Roundtable breakfast. Get paid buying and selling overseas. Certainly important under your umbrella of the Van Andel Global Trade Center. And then you want to talk a little bit about coffee?
Yes, we're really excited to kick off 2016 with a whole series. We're going to do one series per quarter. And we partnered with a local great coffee company. Shul Coffee will be our partner for this event. And it's, again, a breakfast brief talking about culture over a cup of coffee. So we're going to have some great coffee. The first event will be in January, on January 20th. We're going to talk about navigating Asia. And we have our friends and sponsor over at Aon coming in to talk about stories, how to prep business meetings, setting that up, how to communicate, what kind of gift giving, how to do that, business attire, how she should dress for business meeting, either receiving Asian guests or traveling over there, and then negotiating tactics, which is ever powerful in the business sector. So we're going to be doing it for around the globe, and we're looking to do those throughout 2016. So it's a really new concept, and we're hoping to be able to expose our students here at Grand Valley State, the Seaman College of Business, and across campus to culture.
You already have your four dates, as you mentioned, picked out in January and May and July and September.
Yep, we're set for 2016. It'll be a really fun event. And we actually had one of our students do a study that was just released by Hilton in September 2015, where they surveyed about 9,000 folks across the globe, U.S., the U.K., and China. And they were talking about how important it is for face-to-face meeting and how coffee and tea blends to that conversation of establishing relationships. So fun facts we've got on that we'll share with folks. And
the number one coffee-producing country, Brazil.
Brazil.
Wow. Yes. What's number 10? What's number 10? Guatemala.
Yep. And I think of that much higher. Wow. I don't know about you, Shelley, but
I would think so, too. None in the U.S. of A.
Looks no, like. Hawaii is not quite cutting it. No. I think it's more of a tourist town. But you can still get good coffee out there in Hawaii.
Yes. Oh, that's cool. I see as we look to register for a variety of things, you get a discount by being a member. What's this mean?
Yeah. We're not a purely membership organization, but we offer advantages for companies or business practitioners that want to become a member of the Trade Center. We're looking for long-term members that kind of want to grow with us as they grow themselves. So we give discounts at different events that we hold, and then we also give 4 hours of assistance if they're a corporation, a manufacturer. And if they're in the service provider industry, finance, legal, they get a opportunity to engage with our business community that are members. So it's a great event and a great offering that doesn't require to participate with any of our events, but we try to give a nice discount for those that are members of the Trade Center.
Anything else we need to know?
If you want to learn anything more about the Trade Center or upcoming events, December 4th or our exciting 2016 events, just visit our website, vagtc.org.
And get hustling, get your reservation in for December 4th for sure. Sonia Johnson, thank you. Executive Director, Van Andel Globe Trade Center, on behalf of our Senior Seidman College of Business interview this fourth Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving.